Well, I'm back after maybe a week. Today it's just gonna be like a short one, maybe like 10-15 minutes. Just wanted to get a video out because I'm still waiting to hear from a couple people on whether they want to join up on a podcast in the upcoming weeks. So this is going to be the last episode of the season. I'm doing 10 episode seasons, one a week. So maybe, 10, so it'll be 10 weeks until I'm done with season four. But just to get started, we got ourselves some news. First off, I just want to get this out there. If you haven't heard, Jakob Ingebrigtsen, or however you Ingebrigtsen, or however you say his Norwegian last name, he's a very young, very talented Norwegian runner who broke the 5K national record for Norway and is, I think, going to try. I think he's like challenging Cheptegei or like another up-and-coming Kenyan to like a race, and then they're gonna like duke it out and like I think maybe a 5K or 10K. But if you haven't heard, it was announced a while ago, but I haven't mentioned it on my podcast because I've kind of been on a hiatus. Up next, we got Mo Farah. Mo Farah is going to. Sorry, I'm typing out. I can't talk and type at the same time. Right, so in Brussels, this was announced on the 24th of June on, I think it's called Canadian Running. It's a newsletter, it's like a news, running news for stuff. But it says Mo Farah to go after 1 hour world record at Brussels Diamond League. So, if you don't know who Mo Farah is, he's basically the poster child for British athletics. He's a crazy fast and crazy talented distance runner, and he's been running for decades, basically. He's a four-time Olympic gold medalist, and he's trying to break Haile Gebrselassie's 13-year-old record this September. So in the upcoming couple months, the current, I think the current 1 hour here, let me see. The current world record that's 13 years old, is 21.285 kilometers. I don't want to convert that, but Mo Farah is definitely going to shatter that because that's just over a half marathon. So if he can, and Mo Farah runs like half marathon in like 58 minutes, so he can like definitely, I definitely think he'll be able to. Also, Mo Farah trains extremely hard. He's got a crazy good work ethic, and is maybe he'll have his hands on the new shoe technology, or maybe he'll do it in spikes. But if he has his hands on like the Alpha Flies or the Vapor Flies, I'm sure he'll definitely use those because they're very useful on the track as well. So it's not just useful for road running. You can use them on the track. I've used my Vapor Flies on the track for like a 2 mile time trial, and I've dropped a couple seconds. So he is a gold medalist in 10K, 5K. He's crazy. Farah has a personal best for the half marathon of 59:07, so I guess not 58 minutes, but still, that's a faster pace than Gebrselassie's hour record. So, if you think about it, he can definitely shatter his record. You know, I totally think Mo Farah is able to shatter the world record. So this was posted on July 2nd. On the line, will we see another sub 4 on July 4th? I guess they held something on the sub 4. I wonder if they did anything. Let's see if they did. It looks like there's no news on July 4th or 5th about the sub 5. So, you know, it's stuff like that. Like, oh, also in the news, Nico Young becomes Gatorade's first male double person of the year winner or athlete of the year. He won it for winter track and cross country. He won it for cross country at the end of the season in 2019. But then proceeded to win the 2020 winter track one. So he's the first male to get a Gatorade's like person of the year or like athlete of the year. And I think that's crazy because he's such a talented young runner. And I feel he could definitely go Olympic if he ran 13:50 just like a few weeks ago. He can definitely go to the Olympics and probably hopefully break the world record. I just see that with a lot of up and coming runners. They'll definitely go professional and be rather stupid if they didn't, in my opinion. I would definitely harness that and go pro if I had that talent. But that's it for the news. I don't really have any other like discussion points. I just want to mention I have a Discord server, so if you want to join, I'm gonna link it in the description. And I'll link it. I'm still working on like stuff to put in, like to put on the server. So if you guys have any recommendations, put it in the recommendations channel under podcast stuff. Just make sure to read the rules and the introductions category. Just I opened this Discord server. I might start a Twitch channel, like for just chatting streams about running, or maybe I'll play like a game that, you know, because I'm a bit of a gamer myself, so I could probably do like Twitch games or just chat streams, and maybe you guys can tune in. So I'd appreciate it if you maybe stop by, gave Discord a check out the Discord. You don't have to join, but you know, if you're interested and you have Discord, you know, you can join up. Also in the news, I forgot, came to my head. Alpha flies are now available for North Americans. They're already sold out. They were available on July 3rd, I believe, or last Friday. I tried getting my hands on a pair, but I was practicing when they were released, and they were already sold out when I was done running. That was the biggest heartbreak of my life. I get on my phone. I get a text notification from Nike, because I signed up for their newsletter, and they say, well, guess what? The Nike Air Zoom Alpha Fly Next Percent is available today at 7 p.m. Pacific time. So, like, Pacific Standard Time at 7 a.m. So, that's, like, exactly when I'm practicing. It's, like, supplies are limited, so get ready. And it sends a link I guess, buy it immediately. I was so disappointed. And I was so sad. So maybe like I'll go on like StockX or something and buy myself a pair, because they can't be all sold out, because they still have it up on the Nike website and the Nike app. So if they didn't have it up on the app, I'm sure they're going to go back in stock. I'm gonna check right now, see if they're still in stock. They're in stock. No, they're sold out. So, as of now, they are out of stock. Can't really buy any pairs unless you have go to StockX, or I use this app called GOAT. I'm not sponsored, by the way. And that's it. But Alpha Flies, I might cop. They were like $275. Like, they're the price of a Vaporfly. So, you know, I was gonna definitely cop. Now they're $388 at StockX for my size. So I'm definitely gonna see if I can get my hands on a pair, maybe for do an IRL Twitch stream if I get a Twitch, if I start a Twitch account. And I'll definitely link the Discord at the end of, in the description of the episode if you're interested. That's it for me. See ya.